Hi, everybody, and welcome to Taylor Tech Stories here on Yachting International Radio. This week's guest is Becca Eisenberg, all the way from New York City, who's the founder of Explore. Becca, if you'd like to just introduce yourself and give us an overview of who you are and what you do, and then we'll go into kind of your career and where you've come from and everything like that.
Sounds good, and thank you so much for having me, Ben. It's a pleasure. Overview. All right. So like Ben said, I'm Becca. I'm one of the founders of Explore. And really my sweet spot, what I've created for Explore, is in the maritime industry. So what we do is we create and maintain, manage the entire framework of a broker's online business. But Explore has different arms. So we're also in the jet industry. We're in the high-end real estate industry. So I was kind of brought on board to infiltrate a new market, and I chose maritime, and we'll talk a little bit more about why. But that's it.
Okay, brilliant. Right, cool. I'm already very familiar with your company and things, but what I'm not particularly familiar with is your whole story and your journey of where you've come from. So if we rewind the clock to kind of just out of education, I imagine that's university or something, and then where do you kind of start? What's your first job? What happens?
So I'm actually going to skip to my second job, if that's okay. I feel like my first job, was a total anomaly and like kind of random opportunity. So I'm born and raised in California, Northern Bay Area, Northern California, Bay Area, San Francisco, and then went to college in LA, and was figuring out whether I stick around or come back home. So I think that first job right out of college, was just like a Hail Mary to, you know, maybe stay in Orange County, which is where I was. And anyway, long story short, it wasn't for me. I was a media traffic coordinator for, like a media buying and planning company, which basically is a fancy way of saying I got paperwork signed off on. And it was not for me. But anyway, so skipping to my second job, moved back to San Francisco and worked for a teeny tiny public relations firm. And when I say teeny tiny, it was my boss and I, and that's it. It was a lifestyle hospitality firm. So we really did everything from public relations for bars and restaurants, hotels, we had a clothing line, all kinds of things. And I'm sure you know what PR is, but some people don't. So just the overview of public relations is basically getting your clients press. So getting them coverage in newspapers and, you know, top tier publications, figuring out their messaging and, you know, exposing it and connecting with media who potentially might cover it to, you know, essentially get the word about a brand out. So it was my boss and I, and she was incredible. She is incredible. But she really helped me to grow up, and working in a tiny company gives you the opportunity to really learn how to not only do your job, but build a business, run a business from the ground up, you know, everything from all of the admin to, you know, new clients, new business, et cetera, sales, you know? So it was an incredible opportunity. And from when I was like 9 years old, I'm still living in San Francisco at the time working for this company. From the time I was like nine, I was always very drawn to New York City, like the theater and the lights and the energy. There's nothing like New York City anywhere else in the world. So I knew I always wanted to live there. And like 6 months, I think, before I moved on, my boss and I had a trip to New York where we were introducing some of our clients and, you know, had these media appointments with Vogue and Good Housekeeping and, you know, Shape Magazine, all these top tier publications. And on that trip, I just fell in love all over again and was like, this is my future. Like, I'm moving here. So at the time, Actually, let me rewind just a bit. So I worked with, my boss's name was Rena. I worked with Rena for about 3 years, and she actually, so about a year before I quit, she went on maternity leave, kind of handing the keys to me to run the business. And that was, you know, kind of the plan the whole time. And while she was on maternity leave, I managed absolutely everything and loved the freedom and responsibility. And it was incredible to kind of feel like I helped her create this, and now I was, you know, managing everything. So that kind of happened. And then when she came back from maternity leave, I said, Rena, I have to follow my passion. I have to move to New York. It's like really, you know, what I've wanted to do all my life. So she was very happy for me, and we're still in touch all the time. But my role kind of morphed again into training my new hire. So now I like really knew how to run a business. I mean, not like, you know, well, but I knew all of the things that you kind of had to do, and I don't know. So I hired someone, I trained them, which was a phenomenal experience. I think that's maybe one of my favorite roles, is, you know, kind of like managing someone and mentoring them and helping them to understand and grow. That's a very beautiful thing that you can do in your life and your work. Anyway. So long story short, I moved to New York. I got a role, in a public relations firm here in New York City, which was, let me tell you, very different than what I was used to. So I basically went from, you know, swimming leisurely in a pond of guppies to like full on Shark Tank. and was working around the clock in a very different environment than what I was used to. Same kind of firm. It was a hospitality firm, but serious big clients. Lots of famous chefs, lots of big corporate hotels, very fancy restaurants, you know, the works. So I worked there for about a year, and it was not what I wanted. Like, it moved me to New York, and I thank that opportunity every day, because I wouldn't have gotten to New York without that role, but it wasn't fulfilling to me. And I really missed that freedom and responsibility that I had when I was kind of doing my own thing or building off what, you know, Rena had built. So, I had a very dear friend, one of my best friends, actually, who's now my partner. He had created this technology in real estate about 4 years prior. And I said, Jason, I have 10 days of vacation left in my year. Where are you in the world? He's like, I don't want to say digital nomad. He hates that term, but he travels around and kind of, you know, works from wherever. And I always was really, really drawn to that again, freedom. And you know, curiosity about the world and to experience new things while you are building your career, which I think so many people don't have it right. Right. They work this 9-to-5 grind, this hamster wheel, and then save up 2 weeks of vacation and then, you know, go blow it doing everything and then come back exhausted. And then the wheel starts again. So I felt passionately about wanting to create a life that I didn't need a vacation from. And Jason was doing a wonderful job. So again, said, I got 10 days of vacation. Where are we going? And he said, oh, I'm going to Greece, right before Oktoberfest in Germany. And I said, I'll meet you there. and I think that those 10 days were incredibly pivotal in the shift of my life that ended me where I am now. I just saw like how he worked and how he was helping people from, you know, halfway around the world. And I said, if he can do this, I can do this. And so we started talking about, you know, the next iteration of Explore. At that time, he was working with some Sotheby's real estate brokers totally in real estate. So we decided to create a new branch of Explore, and I was going to come in and run it and see if it worked. So there were a few reasons that went into choosing maritime as, the next iteration. And one was, I grew up in the Bay Area. I've always been very drawn to sailing. And I actually had a best friend. His name was Jordan. He loved sailing more than anything in the world. Like, I've never seen a person so passionate about anything, but that was his passion. And he loved to work on boats. He loved to sail. He at the time was in college to, basically create more sailing opportunities for other people. And long story short, he passed away in a sailing accident. A very, yeah, it was absolutely terrible. It was a race around the Farallon Islands in the Bay Area, and he didn't survive, and some other members of the crew didn't survive. And for a long, long time, I was thinking, how do I honor him? And in some kind of silly way, I guess this is how I honor him and keep his memory alive and send a little light and love to him wherever he is in the world, just saying, like, I'm here. I'm involved in this industry that you were so incredibly passionate about. So that was, I think, the strongest reason why I said, Jason, why don't we try, yachting and sailing? And he said, go for it. And I said, make me a demo site. And that was that. So it's been 3 years since that conversation. And it's Jason, myself, and another partner who is in real estate in New Zealand. We've recently hired on a wonderful strategy officer in California, so the team is growing. But yeah, we're all kind of, building this business together and even evolving the technology. We have quite a few clients, just in maritime, but also in real estate as well. And it's kind of just, it's growing and evolving from there. And I really, just to bring it back, I really attribute a lot of my success to the skills that I learned in, that first role, kind of trying, like, learning to build a business. I don't think anyone knows fully what they're doing or, like, what they're going to be doing or the roadmap to success. I think you just put one foot in front of the other, and that's how, I've kind of been playing it. So it's working so far.
That is amazing. So sometimes I have to dig and kind of discover people's stories, but I mean, you my job for me on this one. But to hear how you've gone from the kind of initial experience, small company, do the whole learning, and then make some big moves, going to New York, and just kind of saying, hey, look, what's the next thing, and going for it. That's amazing to hear. And then especially with your best friend and how that's kind of evolved, and I imagine motivates you immensely in what you're currently doing. So Becca, it's fantastic to hear your career journey and everything you've done. So thank you for coming on the show, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you.
And yeah, best of luck.
Thank you so much, Ben. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Okay, thank you everybody. You've been listening to Yachting International Radio. This is Taylor Tech Stories, and our guest this week has been Becca Eisenberg. Her details and what her company does will follow the video around in the description. And I will see you on next week's episode of Taylor Tech Stories on Yachting International Radio. Bye.
Bye.